Well, the first question that we want to ask today is the question of Tosfos. We saw a number of answers yesterday, but we'll start fresh. The Gemara is operating with Rov and Korov Midine Biru. We're trying to clarify where the Rotzeach came from, which city. And that's the city that's going to bring the Egel Arufa. So according to Reb Zera, we would go Basa Korov. According to Reb Chanina, since there's a Rov, we go Basa Rov. And we're always trying to come back to that question, where did the Rotzeach come from? That's called Biru. That's what I call evidence. But then there's a strange halacha that Tosfos says from Sota throws it a monkey on. Because if you have two cities, one is closer, the other is further but has a base. The first city is Krova but has no what? No Bezdin. And halacha is that the only city that could bring an Egel Arufa, even if it's a Krova, has to also have what? A Bezdin. Then now you're going to the next city over, according to the Birur of Korov. Which city was the source from which the Rotzeach came out of? Is it the city with a Bezdin or the city without a Bezdin? Without a Bezdin. So that seems to fluke up the whole system until the Chazon Yecheskel, you know, as we saw yesterday, breaks new ground. And no, we're not trying to clarify beyond the shadow of a doubt. We're looking for those cities that are in this, are Bechlala Safek, that could be, it's reasonable that maybe it could have come. Krova never really determines for sure that it came. Then we look for one city which has exclusive rights to bring the Egel Arufa. We exclude, we bump off all the other cities. In the case of a city which has no Bezdin, that city does not qualify for Egel Arufa, and therefore the city with a Bezdin becomes the exclusive boss amongst all the Sfeikas to fulfill and implement the Chiyuv of Egel Arufa, and therefore bumps off all the others. That's what we saw yesterday in the Chazon Yecheskel. But today we want to see a new approach, and before we look at that approach, which you have this page, right? We're going to ask another question. The Gemara raises a series of two objections against Rabbi Chanina. The first objection was based on cities around the Krova, one of which might have a larger population than the Krova, and therefore Aslina, according to Rabbi Chanina, Aslina Basa Ruba. Now let's postulate that all the cities around the Krova have the same population. So Rov now evaporates. But what do we have? The Gemara raises a second question. And that's going to force us to introduce the concept of Yosheves Bein Ahar. Does anybody remember what the second question is? Excellent. Ruba the Yam. So let's go beyond these cities that are around the Chol, and let's go to the Velt, you know, the world at large, and we may come up with a city and even a population that's larger than this Krova, and therefore we have another Rov to construct. Even if you can't construct a Rov amongst the cities around the Chol, you can construct a Rov from the Alma as well, and that, according to Reb Chanina, should undermine the law of Krova. And indeed, this question is so strong that it compels Rabbi Chanina to interpret, to reinterpret, throw into a whole limitation clause into the parish of Egel Arufa. Egel Arufa would only apply in what kind of city? It's not only a Krova, it's not only that the cities around are equal in size and not larger, but it's also an enclave. It's also separated from all the rest of the world by what? By the map. And strangely enough, the Rambam brings down the first Rov and he drops the ball on the second Rov.
So you're talking about Jerusalem, right? Jerusalem's right out.
Well, Jerusalem is more complicated because there's a separate limud, a separate Yalfusa that says that there's no Medida to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not a candidate for Egel Arufa. But what I want to study with you is in the Rambam. You have the Mar Makomos that I gave you today. And you can open up to the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, and the Rambam says, "Ein ir hakrova mevia el bizman she minyan ha'om shebakmo minyan ha'ir harachoka mimena." So all the Rambam needs is to compare one city to the other, make sure you flatten the differences between the two. They all have the same population, but the Rambam leaves out completely Ruba the Alma, and therefore Yosheves Bein Aharon, in the case of Mishnah, notices this. V'yesh l'tmal Rabbeinu lama lo kasav chiluk zeh v'yosheves bein aharim. And frankly speaking, we don't really understand or appreciate the answer to the Kesef Mishnah. He says that the Rambam was not impressed by this question of Ruba the Alma. And Pshita, he says, the Krova be'inon. Did the Krova tell the Rachmana? He says basically that if Ruba the Alma would enter into the equation, then you're undermining the whole parsha of Egla Rufa, which is predicated on Medina, to the Arim Krovos, and not to some ear gedola out there in you know, the other side of the globe. That doesn't make any sense. So Ruba the Alma makes no sense. The Gemara asked the question. Not only the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara even what? Answered the question. Yosheves Ben Arim. Lefidarko Heishivo. You know, he was entertaining the Makshan. So obviously this is a very weak kind of an argument. So again, just to summarize, we have two questions. Question number one is, how do we understand, as Tosus puts it, this halacha of ir sheyesh la bezdin? We seem to have completely undermined the halacha of birur, and keep in mind that Egla Rufa is the source for the birur of Karo. And question number two is, why does the Rambam leave out Ruba the Alma? Now, there's another question that we've been dealing with that should be also put on the table. There's a machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam, Tosus read in the Rambam, about another issue. And that is, what happens when you have an ir rechoka gdola, meaning the rov is there in that further city, does that city bring the Egla Rufa? Who says yes? The Rambam. And Tosus Rid says no. Tosus Rid operates with the assumption that the rov of that city is only destructive, it undermines the halach of ir krova bringing the Egla Rufa. But at the end of the day, nobody brings the Egla Rufa. We work very hard to try to understand the machlokas between Tosus Rid and the Rambam. There's another machlokas that I want to throw into this whole potpourri here, and that is the machlokas between the Tosarid and the Yesha Piresh, which you'll see here on your new updated page, okay, from yesterday. What happens if you have 10 cities, each around the Krova, and each one has the same size as the Krova? But if you were to calculate the people, the population within those cities, and add them together, the sum total would give you a rove that would topple the ir krova. And according to the Yesh Misha Pirish, that's exactly what the Gemara was asking when it raised the question of Ruba the Alma. Meaning, okay, if you didn't find one single city that has a larger population than the ir krova, fine, I grant you that possibility. But let's calculate, let's add together the populations of all the different cities, respectively, until we finally topple the ir krova midin rov. And the Tosfos Reed is not willing to accept it. Tosfos Reed says, no, we look at each city individually. One city is not influenced or strengthened by the population of another city. And once we isolate each city, if they're all the same population, the rov falls off. Now that's another interesting question that we might want to address. Let's read two paragraphs in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, just by introduction. Rav Moshe was in my life, even though I didn't overlap with him, but he certainly plays a role. He was not only the Masada Kedushim for my parents, but he was also my father's Rebbe. He was my Rebbe's father, so I feel a certain connection. I should have another copy somewhere or another. Of course, when I have to find it. Oh, here you go. So we're going to look at the paragraph that starts, Odos Mashehishmit Rambam Hachti Yosheves Bein Aharim. So he says, besides the question of the Kesef Mishnah, why doesn't the Rambam mention Yosheves Bein Aharim? Which is a question of astira from the Gemara to the Rambam. There's a question within the Rambam internally, in which the Rambam is not playing the game fair. He says, "Otzarch iun divrei Rambam biatzmo." How do we understand the Rambam, even oblivious to the Gemara? Let's put the Gemara aside and try to understand the Rambam as a self-contained unit. Hare hach dina deleka dinafisha minei pasko Rambam. The Rambam insists that you could only bring the Egla Rufa from the Akrova. says the Rambam, because there's no other city that has a larger population. And came Tzorach Iyun, came in the Pasak, Tazlina Basa Ruba Le'inyan Avos, Egla Rufa. The Rambam certainly commits himself that Rov topples Karov as far as Egla Rufa. Lo Bedine Rov, Gam Basa Ruba Di Alma Azlina. Why then doesn't the Rambam contend with Ruba Di Alma? So again, even if you've guaranteed and you've calmed me down that all the local cities around have the same population, but certainly there's a Ruba Di Alma. The only possible way of avoiding Ruba Di Alma is if what would be the population of the year Krova? It would have to be 51% of what?
The
world population. Now, even in our time, we have gigantic, a metropolis the size of Tokyo. I don't know how many millions of people live in Tokyo, but still, there's no single city. Now, don't start worshiping just because I mentioned Tokyo.
Stretching.
You get me a little nervous. Yeah, it's okay.
This 51%, this big city is between mountains. Is everyone else home free or?
Yeah, that would be okay. Once you have a city that's within mountains, that's okay. But the Rambam doesn't mention
that. Yeah, he's saying
that the big city is surrounded by the mountains.
Then it should.
Does this other city? Is there no Ruba Di Alma anymore?
Right. Right, if the closest city to the Cholol is surrounded by mountains, you no longer have
Ruba
Di Alma.
It's a big city.
Oh, it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah,
it's surrounded completely. And
okay. That would be another. But again, keep in mind, according to the logic of the sugya, the Gemara doesn't mention that possibility, that scenario that you mentioned, because the Gemara is looking at the world population. So you would have to surround the entire world with a mountain range. Instead of doing that, you might as well surround the year Krova with a mountain
range. But let's say, what about the road, like water? It takes a long time. Like Julius back then, he used to never travel across the sea. So like, let's say it happened on a little island.
Correct. But the Rambam should have mentioned something like that. You know, it's hard to put into the Rambam something that's not hinted at the Rambam. Now, the Rambam goes out of his way to point out that all the cities in the vicinity have the same population, but what about the larger world? And the Kesef Mishnah, he's so impressed by the fact that the Rambam dropped the ball on this Ruba Di Alma that he says that the Rambam never saw it as a question to start. By the way, just on the side, if you have two questions on the Rambam, one is from the Gemara, one is from the Rambam himself, which question should bother you more, so to speak? You know,
the Gemara.
No.
The
Gemara. Why not the one from the Gemara?
Because the Rambam can interpret it whatever they want.
Because the Rambam might have another pshat in the Gemara, the Rambam might have other sources, a Yushalvi against the Babli, he might have a Tosefta Sifrosa, Freema Kulta, I don't know what. But what the Rambam doesn't have is a way of reconciling an inner contradiction. So if I show you that, for example, this is the famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah, that in Perek Dalet Mihilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says Tefillah without Kavanah is not Tefillah. And then in Perek Yud, just six chapters later, he tells you that all you need for Kavanah is the first bracha, that's Olos, and that's it. How do you reconcile that when the Rambam in that Perek Dalet says that any Tefillah without Kavanah is not Tefillah? You understand what I'm saying? That's an inner contradiction. Those are the kinds of questions that really should bother our mind a lot more than what I call the scholarly questions. Not so much the logical questions, but the scholarly questions. How do you reconcile the Rambam with the earlier sources, with Talmud Bavli or whatever your source is? But when there's an inner contradiction in the Rambam picks up the halach of Rov. He deals with it. He doesn't take Rov and sweep it under the rug. He's saying that Rov has to be dealt with. And we're going to have to neutralize the Rov by equating the population of the nearby cities with the Ikrova. What then is the Rambam going to do with Ruba Di Alma? There's got to be some logical reason why Ruba Di Alma doesn't play a role according to the Rambam. And then, which is going to be the second half for a Moshe Shtickel Torah, we're not going to get to that today, how to reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara. But what was the logical reason why the Rambam differentiated between Rov A and Rov B? Rov of the cities around the era, Krova, which have to be equal in size, and Rov B, the Ruba Di Alma, the world population. In order to answer this question, Rav Moshe claims, we have to go back to Tosis's question about Ir She Ein Bo Bezin, the Ir She Yesh Bo Bezin. The Ir She Yesh Bo Bezin is which? The Rechoko or the Krova? No, I'm saying the ear sheyesh po bezdin is that the rechoka the krova. That's the rechoka in this scenario. So we know that the rotzeh didn't come from there. How can you possibly obligate that city in bringing the egmaruf? And that's what the that's what Rav Moshe wants to have a breakthrough here. Very interesting revolution. He says, Nirali the ine atosva basu sham hikshu al kusha sagmar the nezal basu ruba mashma the din avos egmaruf the kavu. Mishum ahoreg, and that's what we're dealing with, operating within the framework of Biru to try to clarify with evidence where the horeg came from. Halo benimtza sovachli irshem bezdin. You're now in the rechoka, but it happens to have the krova doesn't have a bezdin. Is after horeg ube irshem bezdin, you're going to bring the Ela Rufa from the nearest city that has a bezdin, which is not the nearest city to the horeg. To the cholol, and therefore the whole beer process is completely fluked up, and that's Tosus's catch. The Nirati Shlomar, and here I think in somewhat typical style, if you know a little bit about the Soloveitchik brisket Derek, he says that there are two modes here, two dinim. First, Hare Iker Hamachayev Be'egla Rufa, the main Chiyuv of Egla Rufa is rooted in the halacha of Ir Shahore Yatsa Misham. That's what we see when we see the catastrophe of the murder of the dead body. And that's what he calls Guf Achiyuv. Guf Achiyuv means that is the pure or primary mode of determining which city should bring the Egla Rufa. So again, from the perspective of the first din, which city should bring the Egla Rufa? Are you looking inside? I'm talking in conceptual terms. Then we'll fill in the rov, the karov, and this and that afterwards. But what are we looking for? What are we trying to identify? Where did Rosea come from? Good? That's the Gufachim. And therefore, Raya, I'll prove to you that we're trying to adduce evidence as to where the Rotzeh came from. Darekol Biru de Kurva, Yalfida Me'evedit Me'egla Rufa. The whole din that Karov is a Biru has the power to clarify when you have doubts, that's derived from this parashat Egla Rufa. So here, Krova must be Aloch and Biru. Now he gets to what I call the fallback position. Under certain circumstances, the law of Birur and the Krova of Birur doesn't cash in. It doesn't get us to where we have to go. For example, what would be a classical case where the Birur power of Kiruv doesn't get us where we have to go? It doesn't come up with a city that should be bringing the Egla Rufa. If it doesn't have a Bezdin, that would be a classical case. So now we're in trouble because the halach of Karov as a Birur doesn't get me to where I have to go. It just falls by the wayside because we have no Bezdin. So we have to introduce now a new halach to replace the first one. But again, the first one always remains the Guf Achiv. That's the main, that's the main identity here. Ela Dibahava. Now, because the Torah wants the Egla Rufa to be brought, that's the actual implementation of the Havas Egla Rufa, Yeshno Od, and watch these two words, Din Bifnei Atzma, Shel Karov. What does he mean by Din Bifnei Atzma, Shel Karov?
It's not dependent.
It's not what?
It's independent.
Okay, that literally means independent, but it's not what? When he says Din Bifnei Atzma, he conjures the what? What other din of Karov do we have? What's the primary din of Karov? And now we're substituting, since the primary din of Karov didn't bring in the cash, we have to plug in a new din of Karov, which he calls a din bifnei atzma. What is, in a negative sense, what is this lacking, this din bifnei atzma? What element of Karov is no longer here? What do you say? Chiyuv? No, the second din is going to generate the chiyuv. Right? But what kind of din karov is it? He calls it a din bifnei atzmo of karov. Obviously, this din bifnei atzmo is generated by the need of havah. You're right. But how is this din b'fnei atzmo of Karov different from the first din of Karov? Nobody saw this? Okay, so let's go back to the beginning again. He says the following. Venerally. Alright, then he presents Tosus Kasha. And he says the mashma on the bottom of the first page, the din havas egalufa the karov. What is the nature and the essence of the din of karov to set up the havar? Hu mishum the misham hahoreg, meaning shama horeg yatsa. That's where the horeg came from. What kind of halacha of karov are we dealing with? Are we operating with? What is the function of and the mechanics of karov? What is it? What question is it answering? I'm just sort of postponing because I'm hoping you'll give me the answer. What do you say? Yeah, what's that called in conceptual terms? When you say, where did the Rotzeh come from? How does Karov answer that question? Or Rov for that matter? That's the question of Tosfos. Did you hear that last line? Please underline that, because that should give you the answer to my question. What was the first halacha of kurva? Excellent, it's a diru. And now Rav Moshe is going to present to us for the first time an entirely different din of kurva. And in order to indicate that that din is different than the first, that it doesn't function as what? As a birur, he calls it a din bifnei atzmo. What does that mean, a din bifnei atzmo? If it's not a birur, what is it?
It's a special
it's Xeris HaKosov. The Torah says that who has to bring the avod? You don't. The birur didn't lead you anywhere. It led you to a city that unfortunately cannot fulfill the havah of Egla Rufa. It doesn't have a beis din. So what do you do now? You look for a different karov. And now the new din of karov emerges. But here, it's no longer birur. Because in fact, in truth, where did the rotzeh probably come from? Which city? The one that doesn't have a beis din. And yet, that aloch of karov can't kick in here. It can't work. So we have to generate now a new halach of Karov. And what's this new halach of Karov? What's its purpose? To fulfill the din of Havah.
Are we answering from Rama?
Yes.
Doesn't Rama not hold that din of Karov? That's why he says that there's a gadol that's stronger than a Karov. Like gadol went out. I thought he totally understood.
No, but keep in mind, Ezra, that if Karov is a beer in the first halach, the Iker Guf Achiyu, then what's even greater than Karov? According to Rav Chanina. In Hilchas Biru, what topples Karov? What beats out Karov? According to Rav Chanina.
Rov.
So the Rambam is going to say that if there's a halacha of Karov as a Biru, to establish that the Rotzeh came from this city, and therefore this city has to fulfill the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, how much more so, Kal Vachomer, a city which has a Rov, that's even better than a Karov in Hilchus what? In Hilchus Biru. So that's back to the Iker Chiyuv, because the Iker Chiyuv is where did the Rotzeh come from?
I thought we were just doing with Din Bezdin and Rotzeh.
Okay, so let's shift over to Bezdin. I thought you were referring to that.
Right.
So now, the first city which is closest has no Bezdin. So even though B'toras Birur, Karov leads me to this city, I can't impose the Chiyuv of Egla Rufa on this city. Why not? It's no Bezdin. So what do I do now? Do I just throw my hands up in the air and say, you know, candlelight and sing candlelight? You know, what do I do now? So I have no... Nobody knew what I was referring to. Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay.
We can't officially, publicize that. But anyway... Most of those guys are Shalvimer, so we'll... So, you don't just throw your latkes in the air. What do? You say that now a new Din Karov substitutes for the first Din Karov. The first Din Karov brought you to a city where the Rotzeach actually came from, but that city doesn't have what? A Beis Din. What do I do now? I can't just walk away from this. I need desperately to bring that Egel Arufa. So the Hava of the Egel Arufa engenders a new Din Karo.
What is that Bifnei Atzma?
That's a Din Bifnei Atzma, meaning it's a Gzeres HaKosef. It's not a Biru. We're not really using evidence, but rather we're declaring. We're not evidential, we're declaring. Remember that distinction that we made yesterday. We're declaring. The Torah says, let's declare this city, meaning this city which is really a Rechoka, as a Krova.
Why can't we do that also against the Rove?
I'll tell you why we can't do it against the Rove. Because again, Ezra, in the Rove mode, in that paradigm, you're clarifying where the Rotzeach came from. So the Rove tells you it came from this city. Then you're back to the Ikar Chiyuv. You only fall back to the default position of a new din hava, the generated by hava, because you can't work out the possibility that the city from which the Rotzeach came should bring the Egel Arufa. For example, the case where the Krova has no Beis Din. But if you have a city which has a Rov and on top to boot it has a Beis Din, then we know that it came from. We know that the Rotzeach came from that city that has a Rov. It's even better than a Karov. Call it a Karov plus, if you like. And that city will bring the Egel Arufa mitzad Ikar Achiyuv.
The case of the Beis Din and the Rov versus just.
Yeah, Beis Din and the Rov. Yeah, you always need a Beis Din, otherwise you're in trouble.
So we're assuming we're in the case where there is no Rov with the Beis Din, the Karov will win out.
Yeah, so let's say if you try to clarify where the Rotzeach comes from, you'll end up with a city without a Beis Din, then you're stuck. You're really stuck between a rock and a hard place because you can't bring the Egel Arufa. Here's where Rav Moshe says, enter stage a brand new Din of Karov, which he calls a Din Bifnei Atzmo, meaning that this Din of Karov declares that this city will bring the Egel Arufa despite the fact that what? That the Rotzeach didn't come from the city. Good? Let's read it inside. I think the words are very important. He says, Ela de Bahava Yeshno O Din Bifnei Atzmo Shal Karov. The Gam Din Karov Shaykh with Din Avo. Again, Din Karov, not the Bir of Kavod of Karov, but the Din of Karov. It's a separate halacha to crown and enthrone, empower this city to bring the Egel Arufa. That's be Din Avo, because it becomes the Karov. Val Kanan, therefore, Ima Krova Lohavi Bas Hava. And now Rav Moshe is asking, when does this second halach of Karov kick in? When do you activate it? In a situation where the first din of Karov, named the Torah's Birur, can't lead you to the goal line, right? What's your ultimate goal that you're trying to achieve? To bring up the Egel Arufa. And why can't you be Mekayim the din of Egel Arufa with the Karov Mamish, meaning the original din of Karov, the Torah's Birur? Kimo ain't bought Beis Din. So to pick up this chiyuv and implement it, you need an ir sheish bar beis din. Is now the Torah says, let's introduce a new din of karov. And by the way, whenever there's a din of karov, what do you need to establish a karov? Medida. You remember that concept that we spoke about yesterday? Medida. Yishaper tzrichim limdod li'ir acheres hakrova v'alea chal din hava. Now, if you followed Rav Moshe until this point, now you can answer the question on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam drop the ball on Ruba the Alma? Why doesn't Ruba the Alma, according to the Rambam, play a role at all? Again, forget about squaring the Rambam with the Gemara. We're just trying to figure out why the Rambam internally omits any mention. He doesn't whisper a word about Ruba the Alma with Yoshev Espein Aharon. What do you say? And if you can't measure it, then you can't be Mekayim what din? No, you can't be Mekayim. Obviously, no Karov, but you, what? Again, the second mode of Egel Arufa, after we drop the ball in the Birur mode, is what? The Din Bifnei Atzmo mode. But what's the goal of the Din Bifnei Atzmo? When do we activate it, and for what purpose do we activate it? In order to achieve what? Hava, the Kiyum Hava, you got it? In other words, again, this default position is only because we were raising our hands in the air and pulling the hair out of our head. And we couldn't come up with anyone who would volunteer to bring the Egla Rufa. So what do? We came up, the Torah invented a whole new system, a whole new mechanism by which we can get a city to come forward and bring the Egla Rufa. And that's the new Din Kara. So what are you going to do? Ruba di Alma? Ruba di Alma is not going to help you one inch. It won't get you any closer to establishing a Hava, a Kiyum Hava of Egla Rufa. So again, in terms of Egla Rufa, we got two din, right? We have the Ikar din, right? Ikar Achiyuv is what? Birur. And what does Birur mean? Ir Sheharotseach Yotzamishav, correct? Now, if that leads you to, what word should I use? Leads you to the dead end, okay? To a dud? It leads you to a dud, you know that word dud? Okay? So then, and only then, do you implement another din, which is called a kium hava, and in order to achieve the kium hava, what do you need? You need a new din, right? Karo. Which is not what? Not a biru. We're not at all entertaining the possibility that in this fallback mode, because the first mode led us to a dead end, that in this fallback mode, we are pointing our finger at the city from which the Rotzeach came from. No, it's a separate din. And the goal of this din is to what? Is to pinpoint another candidate city for what?
That's possible for the
Kiyum Hava. Exactly. It's impossible for the Kiyum Hava. So, for example, if let's say you have a city with a rove, that's one thing. Okay, actually, I don't even have to introduce rove, because rove will take us back up here.
Right.
To Ikar Chiyuv. But what I mean to say is that if, let's say, you can come up in this Kiyum Hava with an ear krova, right, a krova sheyesh ba bezdin, then wunderbar, because this city is going to bring the Egla Rufa. So that's called Nafish Mineh, right? The Nafish Mineh. Good. So again, we're going to bring for the Ekrova, because all the cities around it are Shava B'Shava, they have the same population, that the Rambam records. That city, that's Krova, and there's no larger city around it, will bring Egla Rufa. Why? What does the Krova element prove to me? It's the beer that Rotzeach came out of there. If we can't be Mekayim this Hava, we have to throw our arms at it because it led to a dud, because that city happens to be lacking what? A Beitin. Then we activate a whole new mechanics within the context and for the goal of the Kiyum Hava of a new Din Karov, that we're going to grant a new Din Karov on the city that has a Bezdin, even though we absolutely are convinced that what? The Rotzeach didn't come. Says Rav Moshe, if that be the case, then the rabbi would not be bothered by Ruben the Alma. Because Ruben the Alma is not going to help you one bit. Ruben the Alma will not produce for you a city that's a candidate for bringing out the Egla Rufa. Therefore, you have not achieved your goal, your set goal, the purpose for which you created the second mode, namely Kiyum Hava. The Ruba di Alma? No, the Ruba di Alma can only destroy a Biru. It can't create a Biru. Because again, the Biru that we were looking for now is the Biru to create a Din Hava, a Kiyum Hava. Let's look at it inside. He says, Masha Enken, Im Mavur Be'emes, De Be'emes Hargo Harachoka. For example, let's say you have a rove on the Rechoka, and a Bezdin, Az Chal Milchatchila Din Avale came in the Gufachim Shayachwe. So he adds those three lines to address your question from before, Ezra. What happens if we have a Rechoka that has a rove, and why will that city bring the Egla Rufa? Let's say both cities have Bezdin. The first one that's a Krova, but the second one, which is a Gdola, has a Bezdin, will bring it from the Gdola, because that's already the Iker L'chadchila de Gedin Avah, the Gufachiv. What was the Gufachiv? the beer element. So now we have a beer that the Rosh Hashanah came from then. Asher lefize nicha divrei Rambam sheposak hach de leka de nefisha minei. He needs to paskin that there's no other city around that's larger, because if there's another city that's larger, that city will bring the Egla Rufa, because the Torah is beer, because Rome is greater than Karo. But yet lo posak hach de ruba de alma. Why? If there's a city that's larger in population, and you can pinpoint that city, isolate it, and enthrone it, you know, empower it as the Egla Rufa Dika city, is Hare Yechol Lahavi, and that city will be Makayim, the Ikachi of the Guf HaMachayev of Egla Rufa. Valkein Shapir Tzricha Lahavi Egla Rufa, Va'alei Chal Dinava, Masha'enkein Le'inyin, the nasal bus of Ruba the Alma, the Re Ruba the Alma, ain't a Mevim. That's the key line here. The Re Ruba the Alma ain't a Mevim. There's no key Mava in the case of Ruba the Alma. Vayidea Ruba the Alma, Lekal Mi Lachl. There's no city that you can isolate and point out as the city on which we can impose the Chiv Hava. Lekal Mi Lachl Kol Chalos Din Hava. Eladavi Birur. Dahoreg Einome Akrova. So you could only end up with a beer that the Horeg didn't come from the closest city. And Cain, Shaper Chal Din Hava Al Akrova. So now what do you do? The Ruba the Alma knocks off the beer, but what do we do when we knock off the beer? If we didn't have the first mode, we went into the second mode, the default mode. What was the default mode? The Din. Oh, so that's exactly what's going to happen. In the light of Ruba the Alma, we go back to the Din. In Kain Shapir Chal Din Havala Krova, just exactly parallel to the case in Makrova Hoysa Ir Sheimba Bezdin. The Mevia Ha'ir Ha'krova Sheyesh LaBezim Gzeres HaKosim, which is exactly what's going to happen now in the case of Ruba the Alma. So that's exactly what the Rambam codifies. That first you go to the closest city. If it doesn't have a Bezim, you go to the next closest city. And all those dinim will apply exactly as they originally did in the case where you did not, where you had to contend with the Ruba the Alma, we didn't occur up. After Ahoreg Humeir Sheyba Bezim. And even though you're going to come to the conclusion based on the Ruba the Alma that the city that's going to bring the Egla Rufa is not the city from which the Horeg left, that's because I'm in the default mode, and all I have to do is find the Ir Krova and declare it as such. V'nicha divrei Rama bi'atzma mashe posach hach de leka nefishim v'nevel o posach hach de Ruba the Alma. Okay. Now, Let's put Ramosh on the side for a minute. You know, whatever we accomplish. I wanted to talk to you about the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid says that if you have a city which has a rove, and that city is a Rechoka, then according to Tosus Rid, who brings the Egla Rufa?
No one.
So the Tosus Rid does not fit into Rav Moshe's structure, because Rav Moshe has this default position in which, you know, we always have to come up with some city, either Bidin Iker Achiv B'Torah's Birur, and that's why the city that's Rov will bring it, or Bidin B'Fnei Atzmo of Karov that's engendered by the Kiyum Hava, in the case where there's no Bezin in the Krova, and so forth and so on. Now, I wanted to raise the following possibility. Could it be that the Tosus Rid has a different understanding of Rove? Rove is not a beer. And I'll tell you what bothers the Tosus Rid. There's always a mute. And the mute screams out and contradicts the rove. So you can never really be certain that the rove is telling you what it has to tell you. And you may remember, again in parentheses, the Rashash, who says, I don't care if I found a square piece of meat, then most of the square pieces of meat are a treif, I'm just looking at a piece of meat. So we saw already in the past, how shall I say, you know, there's dust in the air here, you know, there's something floating in the air that rove is not what we think it is. What the Tosus reestablishes then is a destructive rove. That means you have a city that's rechoka, but yet even though that city will not bring the Egla Rufa, it will make it impossible, it will undermine the first city, which is what? Which is a krova, because that city... How does the second city, which is Rechoka, undermine the first city, which is Krova? Because it's larger. It has what? A rove. A rove to defeat a Krova.
We call that a rove.
Oh. So what is the... That's what I'm trying to work
it's
out.
It's not a beer, it's a... What is that?
So that's my problem. And I have a thesis here, Ezra, that's going to take me, if you have the patience, a few minutes to present. And I'm not sure if I'll convince you that I'm right. But I want to understand the way this rove of the Tosus Rid operates. The Tosus Rid works within with the following premise. The Torah says that who brings the Egel Arufa? The Ira Krov. Period. That is invincible. That's unmovable. That's written in stone. It's engraved in stone. No city can bring the Egel Arufa Koin Tosus Rid unless it is the Krov. Somehow, magically, in the case of Beis Din, the Tosus Rid is able to establish that what we think is the Rechoka is in fact the Krov. In reality, it's not the Krova, but we make it into the Krova. And we somehow skip over the ear she Krova Shein Lo Bez. And yeah, the Chasam Sofer's approach, but leaving out the Chasam Sofer, what we're dealing with is a series of dinim which the Torah establishes to regulate the law of Egel Arufa. And the Torah says you need a Krova, but that Krova has to have a Bez, and therefore, according to Tosfos Reed, you don't have the two conditions, as we discussed at great length. That city will not bring the Egel Arufa. And what are the two conditions? First, you have to assume that the Rotzeach could have logically come from that. Somehow the Rove comes in to undermine that outlook. And even if that ear Krova has a base, then it won't bring it. Or alternatively, let's say the ear HaKrova has a Rove even. It wouldn't matter if it doesn't have a base, then we're going to go to another city. Now keep in mind also that the Tosus Rid is unwilling to integrate members of two different cities, and certainly not 10 different cities, in order to create a rove. We're going to isolate, as we discussed, each city unto itself, not like the case of Teisha Chanuyos, where we're going to combine the power of all these Teisha Chanuyos. No, says the Tosus Rid, we're going to look at each city, calculate its population, and we're not going to integrate, we don't crossbreed from one city to the other. Now, within the context of Rove as some sort of a din, not a birur, because again, it cannot clarify things because there's a mute, then we suggested that the Tosus Rid holds that the din of Rove has to be established on the city. Why? Because you are choosing which city should bring the Egel Arufa. So the Rove, the power of Rove, is to set up a city that brings an Egel Arufa. So I'm going to look at each city and see if I can create a Rove in that city, and therefore that city will qualify and be the right candidate for the job of Brit Yegla Rufa. But to integrate people from one city to the other, even though that would certainly create a rov against the Ir HaKrova, but nevertheless such a rov doesn't exist. Why? Because we're looking for the Ir Shemimena Yaviu Egla Rufa. The cross-pollination of different people from different cities to create a rov, that doesn't end up with anything. You don't achieve your goal. You want to answer the question which city should bring the Egla Rufa? Integrating people from different cities is not going to help you. So in the case of Teisha Chanuyos, the Tosus Rid is willing to calculate and add up together all the nine stores, that sell kosher meat, because what we're looking for is two groups. We've got the groups of stores that sell kosher meat, and the group of stores that sell nine kosher meat. If it's five and five, you end up with nothing. But if you have nine against one, then you end up with a roll. And not only that, you can even count the basa, the volume of basa, within all the different stores and create and calculate a roll based on that. Because once again, what you're determining is what is the nature of this meat. And rov will allow you to do so. In the case of Egla Rufa, the Tosfos Rid insists, you're looking for what? The city that could bring the Egla Rufa. Okay, so let's go one city after the other. You know, it's like in Esther HaMalka, you know, all the Nashim came one after the other until Achashverosh decided who's the one. You know, so each city will parade by as a candidate. The one with the rove in it is going to win the prize, and that's going to bring the Egla Rufa. But you can't combine two different cities. So you see that the Tosus Rid's framework is that we've got to apply rove, activate rove, in order to come up with a positive answer to some sort of din. Why do we need rov to answer a question that generates a din? In this case, a chiyuv, Egla Rufa. Apparently, what is rov according to Tosfos Rid? It's not a biru. If it was a biru, then why not calculate all the people in all the different cities and set up a rov? You want to know where the rotzeach came from? He came from the rov. That's Rabbi Chanina. Name. Tosfos rejects that. He refuses. Why? Because we are within a different kind of a rove. The rove that's operating is not a statistical rove. It's a rove of din. And if your din is created by that rove, meaning your city qualifies through its rove as the chiyuv, to receive the chiyuv of Egla Rufa, then and only then rove could operate. But to integrate people from different cities, What are you going to end up with? Are you going to end up with a chiyuv to bring the Egla Rufa? Rabbi Oster, listen carefully.
You're going to end up with where the body goes. Like, what's the possibility? But that doesn't enter
anything. Yeah, but who's going to bring the Egla Rufa?
Nobody.
Yeah, this rov can't give you an Egla Rufa. When do we see such a svar? That if your rov won't grant you a candidate for the Egla Rufa, that rov doesn't play a role. We saw it here in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Because what's Rav Moshe saying? Why does the rabbi drop the ball on Reuben the Alma?
Because then you won't have to bring... Then you won't bring
because Reuben the Alma doesn't point at any city that can pick up the chiyuv. Correct? So the Tosfos Rid says that in Reuben the Alma, it means find a city, one single city, that has a great large population, and that city, through rov, picks up a chiyuv what? A chiyuv Egla Rufa. So the rov within a framework of din could generate a chiyuv Egla Rufa. But we can't integrate people from different cities. That's not going to generate a chiyuv Egla Rufa. Such a rov is purely a statistical rov, which could operate in Batar's biru, but we've rejected rov as a biru. You didn't follow. Should I leave it out, or should I try it one more time? Let me try it one more time again. If you I went this fast. I don't want to drop the ball. What I'm suggesting is, listen carefully, Ezra. I'm suggesting, I wish Yehuda would tune in, but he's out today. Yeah. Can you tune in?
Try.
Give it a try. Maybe stand up, wash your face, you know. I'm saying something I think that's very important here. Remember that Tosfos Reed is unwilling to calculate the rope by integrating people from different cities. He wants the rope to be in the city. So what I'm suggesting is that the Tosfos Reed is really standing on a very, very solid foundation. And something very fundamental is going on here in terms of our understanding of rope. Statistically, there's no difference between the case of Chanuyos, where the Tosfos Reed admits to calculating all the basar from the different Chanuyos and adding them together until finally I come up with what? With a rope. He's willing to do that. But in the case of the cities, he's not willing to play that game. Why not? It's a perfect parallel. The answer is that the Tosfos Reed is not operating with rov equals birur. He's refusing to take that position. He's willing to say that rov is a din to generate a din. So if I want to generate a din on this basar and establish it as a basar kosher, I can calculate all the meat in the city, come up with a rov, and use that rov to establish that this basar is kosher. But in the case of Egla Rufa, what din has to be established through the rove? What city should bring the Egla Rufa? If your candidates that are lining up, you know, to vie for the position are cities, then the city could bring with it what proof that I am the winner. Now, let's imagine you're Indianapolis, right? We're going to call you Indianapolis. You're Cleveland, right? So you both want to vie for the Egla Rufa. You're really excited to get that opportunity. What proof do you bring that you should pick up that chiyuv?
More people.
More people. What proof do you bring?
Karov.
More people. Well, if you only bring Karov, then he beats you out because Rove beats out Karov. You follow the saying? So in this context, the Rove of the people living in that city, says the Tosfos Reed, that's very relevant because where does it lead you at the end of the day? Does it lead you to a beer or does it lead you to a din? It leads you to a din. What din? The chiyuv of Egla Rufa. So rov is operative, is meaningful according to Tosfos Reed if the rov produces a din. But the rov doesn't produce a din because by calculating the rov from, by adding, you know, the people in Indianapolis together with the people in Cleveland or Cincinnati, right, or Seattle, so who's going to bring the Egla Rufa? Which city is going to bring the Egla Rufa? You hear it? So again, the postulates are the following. Rov does not equal birur. Rov equals din. And rov is operative, is meaningful when it creates a din. If the city has a rov, it creates a din. And that rov is a valid rov. We activate that rov. We give it the shur, the gushpanka, because it creates a din. What din does it create?
The din of
Egla Rufa. However, to integrate the people from different cities, that's not going to create a new din. What din is going to come out of that? Who's going to bring the Egla Rufa? That doesn't tell you anything. And I'm telling you, Rabosai, it's very similar to what Rabosai Soloveitchik said. Why does the Rambam leave out Ruva the Alma? Because ultimately, what's the goal now of Ruva the Alma? What engendered that second mode, if you remember, that we spoke about? It was the Din Hava, you're right, you remember? So Ramosha's chiddush was that Ruva the Alma can't engender a Din Hava because Ruva the Alma doesn't give you anyone who's going to bring the Egla Rufa. And we're applying that same logic here to Tosfos Reed. Ezra, did I make any progress at all?
Yeah.
You got it?
I think so.
Oh, but now you should ask me a kash. Because if you have two possible cities, one's Krova Ketana and the other is Rechoka Gdola, according to Tosfos Reed, who brings the Egla Rufa? Nobody, right? Why nobody? If it's nobody, then the rov didn't function. Again, according to Tosfos Reed, that rov equals a din, then rov has to create a din. But here you're telling me that despite the fact that I come forward with my rov, I don't bring the Egla Rufa. Why? Because I'm missing Carl. So again, if you're choosing cities, and the largest city is going to therefore bring the Egla Rufa, then Rov works as a din, and that din generates a Chiv Egla Rufa. But if you're saying, according to Tosfos, at the end of the day, Rov is only destructive, and it undermines the ability of the Krova to bring an Egla Rufa, but it doesn't create any new din, because the Rechoka is never, ever, according to Tosfos, going to bring the Egla Rufa, how does that Rov operate? Again, only if you have my equation, that my premise number one is that Rov is a din, and Rov number two has to create a new din. Here the Rov is not going to create a new din, because the Tosfos read holds that the city that's Rechoka does not bring the Egla Rufa. What's the answer? Let me ask you another question. If you find a lost object in a city that's Rov Goyim, can you pocket it? Mikra din. I mean, according to strict law, you can pocket it. Why?
The Rov.
Rov! What new din did that was created by that Rov?
No.
The Takonis Chacham comes later. I'm asking you, Shalom, if you're going to operate with Rov, the Tosfos can't deny this, right? So what kind of Rov Goyim could tell you? You're chayv in Hashavas Aveda, right? The very moment you pick up the Aveda, you have to return. How are you mekayv in Hashavas Aveda? So you can tell me Rov Goyim. But Rov Goyim doesn't give you Hashavas Aveda. So what new din is created by that Rov? If Rov equals din, and Rov has to create a new din, so for example, if Rov could create a new chiyuv egla rufa, that's good. But if the Rov Goyim in a city, that doesn't give you a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. On the contrary, it just undermines the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You hear my question? So what's the answer? Rov Goyim creates a new din. What din does it create? Again, when you approach Hashavas Aveda, there are two questions that you ask. What are the two questions you have to ask?
Because it is for the Rov.
Okay, good. What are your two questions? Can you formulate them, Ezra? What are the two questions you have to ask every time you find an Aveda?
Does it belong to a Jew?
Excellent. Does it belong to a Jew, and therefore what?
I have a
Chiyuv Hashavah. Number two?
Is there a way I can find him?
How do I find that Jew and return it to him? So on the first issue of whether or not this Aveda belongs to the Jews or to the Goyim, meaning whether or not I'm Chayv and Hashava or not, the Rov steps in and tells me, since most of the city is what?
Non-Jewish.
Is non-Jewish.
There is no din of
Hashava. That din itself is established by the Rov. The Rov answers your first issue.
Okay.
Now you have many cities, and there's a Krova. The trouble is that there's also
a Rov,
and the Rov comes from a different city. Correct. So this Rov is operating with a din. Why? Because my first question in Egla Ruf is what?
Is there a mitzvah of Egla Ruf?
Exactly. Just like in Hashavas Aveda. So since I have the first prerequisite, you know, my prologue is to ask whether there's a mitzvah of Egla Rufa, then once I establish the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, then what question do I ask?
Is there a Krova? Which one?
Which city has to actually implement the chiyuv of Egla Rufa? So according to Tosfos Rid, when a city comes by, and it's a Rechoka, but it has a Rov, what does it tell me then about the Krova? That there's no chiyuv Egla Rufa.
Or does it say the same thing about a Vista?
Well, what happens? You have one city that's a Krova.
And it's small, but it doesn't have a basin. Another one has a basin.
Oh, so the Torah says in that case,
so that's a special different rule in the Torah. It's a completely
correct. That sets up a new din of Karov. That we calculate from the Cholol to the nearest city that has a basin. And that's going to set me, again, since we're working.
And we only do that for basin, we wouldn't do that for Rov then.
Correct. The Torah never told us that in the case of Rov, that city should bring the Egla Rufa. Well, should not bring the Egla Rufa. The Torah only told me that the Krova brings the Egla Rufa. And the Torah says, well, measure to the Krova that has a Bezdin. So that city is the Krova. But how does the Rov operate as a din, according to the Tosfos Rid, when it doesn't answer the question that I will bring the Egla Rufa. The answer is, what it does is it tells you that the Krova doesn't bring the Egla Rufa, that itself is a din. Like the case of Rov Goyim, which tells you that there's no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda because it came from a guy. It couldn't have come from a Jew. So if Rov can tell you it couldn't come from a Jew and therefore there's no Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, it doesn't even get off the ground, you don't even get to stage two to ask, well, which Jew lost it? So too, Rov, in the case of Egla Rufa, could answer the question as to whether or not there is a city that qualifies as a Krova for the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Do I have the mitzvah of Egla Rufa? And the answer is, once I establish a city that has a Rov to it, and it's a Rechoka, it undermines the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. And so the mitzvah of Egla Rufa goes down the tubes. And obviously, you cannot calculate this Rov by integrating members of different cities. Because because that question of individual people is not relevant now. We're just trying to find out if there's a city that qualifies for the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. And that means we compare one city to the other. So within our halachic framework of determining whether or not there's a mitzvah of Havas Egla Rufa, we're going to compare one city to the other. If we have a Krova, which is Gedola, which has a Beis Din, that city will qualify for the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. If you have a Krova, but it's a Katana, or it's lacking a Beis Din, so either the fact that there's another city, that becomes a Krova, or the fact that there's a Rove against this that establishes that that city could not pick up the Chiyuv of Egla Rufa, the Rove generates a Din. But since your question is which city, and is there a city of to qualify, you cannot take individuals from one city and add them to another city. You've got to have each city dealing with itself and bringing its own individual credentials to the table of its proof that the Rotzeach came from it. You have a Rov that's not, you have a city with a Rov that's not the Krova, then you've answered one question. There's no mitzvah regular. That's the way I think we should understand the Tosfos reading. Okay, Rav Moshe, we'll stop here.